Hey there, are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Join Adel Kozilski and Faggy Stern as they explore ways to reverse chronic illness and achieve vibrant health. Your health is your only wealth, and together we can be better. Hashtag healthy you, wealthy you.
Good morning. It seems like spring is in the air, peace is in the air, and certainly Rosh Hashanah is in the air. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning, Adel.
Well, we decided to have an exciting show. Back both you and me just in the driver's seat, just having a chat to chat. We've got a couple of days left before we are going to be celebrating the high holidays, Rosh Hashanah. And it's interesting because one of the focuses on Rosh Hashanah, it is not the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, let's be clear. The mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is to listen to the shofar, but one of the focuses of Rosh Hashanah is food. Oh, always food when there is a Yom Tov, but in particular, over the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we focus on eating specific foods because they are what is called in Hebrew, simanim. Simanim mean they are signs. And we all know that we trust that Hashem will bless us with a year of health, of happiness, prosperity, abundance of good things. But we know that these gifts themselves do not automatically bring inner happiness, bring fulfillment, because happiness is not proportionate to how much we possess and what we own. What we do is that we bring these foods to the table, and with each blessing that we make on these foods, we are given a choice. And what is our choice? And something that you and I, Faggy, have been speaking for a long time, is that we can either use food for pleasure, for self-centered enjoyment, or we can use it as a means to generate goodness, generate better health, and on a spiritual level, even bring meaning and purpose to our existence. So we've been really trying to bring to the fore for the, I think it's the last like now, 9-10 months, that we need to choose our health, we need to choose our longevity, our prosperity, and that in turn, when we become healthy physically, we also will become healthy spiritually. And that's, I think, what we're going to be discussing today. We're going to be discussing both the spiritual and the physical idea behind the simanim. If you'd like to join us, 34519 is our SMS number, 061-895-1019 is our Telegram number. You can also join our WhatsApp group by sending an email to info@chaifm.com, giving us your name and your cell phone number, and every day you will get a little bit of inspiration to help you on the road to being healthy.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kozilski and Faggy Stern.
Right, so let's really, really get stuck into it, Faggy. I think that the best place to start is when we look at the simanim, we look at the various foods that we eat on Rosh Hashanah, there are many, many customs. And everybody has what's called a different seder, a different order in which they do things. And, of course, they also do, they eat some and not others. But I think it would be nice to go through the major ones, and I think that is common to all the different traditions that we have. And then also, if we have time, to go into the other, you know, foods that play a part, but not as significantly. And obviously, everybody knows that when it comes to the new year, we want to wish everybody a happy and sweet new year. And the most common tradition across the board is dipping an apple in honey. Some have the custom of using an apple cooked with sugar, but nevertheless, the apple and the honey are very prominent on our tables. And just before we go into understanding what is so good about an apple and what is so good about honey, just from a spiritual perspective, once we have washed for bread, we take the apple, a sliced piece of apple, we dip it in honey, and we say the blessing, Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha, may it be your will, Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avotenu, Hashem our God and God of our fathers, Shetechadesh Aleinu Shana Tova U'Metuka, that you give us a good and sweet new year. Now, just from a spiritual perspective, why do we use an apple? Well, we're told that the apple symbolizes Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, which according to the Midrash, has a scent of an apple orchard. The Kabbalah is also called the Holy Apple Orchard. And we also know again, when Isaac was talking to his son Yaakov, he said regarding his son Yaakov, Jacob, behold, the fragrance of my son is like the fragrance of a field which Hashem has blessed. And Rashi, the commentator there, says that is the scent of an apple orchard, the scent of Gan Eden. And finally, when Shlomo HaMelech talks about the love that God has for the name, for his nation, in Shir HaShirim, he says, beneath the apple tree, I aroused your love. So basically, from a spiritual perspective, eating an apple on Rosh Hashanah is an attempt to remind God of our age-old love, our connection with him. Faggy, why would we want to eat an apple? For practical reasons, for physical reasons, because don't we know that an apple a day is supposed to keep the doctor away?
Well, actually, there is a real point in that, Adel. Interestingly enough, when I started going to Taryn Coughlin, the nutritionist, she would say to me the importance of taking an apple and baking it and eating it baked, the benefits that it has on your gut. And I've seen it plenty of times. Many doctors have mentioned, you know, an apple day really does keep the doctor away. So number one, gut health. It really, really promotes good gut health. It has plenty of vitamin C and potassium. It even lowers your blood sugar and can protect against diabetes, which is pretty amazing. And, you know, if you bake it with cinnamon, it really has huge benefits. So just take the apple, put it in the oven, sprinkle some cinnamon on top, and you have a deliciously sweet, healthy apple. And as in general, they also say organic apples are really, you know, the best option for everyone to eat.
I discovered something just a couple of weeks ago, trying to be good, trying to stay off all the processed sugar. But at the end of the day, I found out from my genetic makeup that, guess what? I love sweet things. So one of the things that I do now on a Friday for Shabbat, it works very well, and I think that you can do it now for Rosh Hashanah, is that you boil up some golden delicious apples, or if you don't like that tart taste, you can go for any other of the varieties. Just boil them up until it's like al dente, as they say, just firm. And then all I do is I mix in a little bit of dried cranberries, and I put sprinkle it with almond flour, cinnamon, as you have said, and then I drizzle a little bit of grapeseed oil, and I put it into the oven to bake. And you think to yourself, like, what are you baking? But it becomes a little bit crusty and a little bit more, if I could say, mushy, but absolutely delicious. And either I serve it on Friday night as a dessert, a hot dessert, along with, you know, with other stuff, or use it on Shabbat day as a room temperature dessert. And really, it's just made of those four ingredients. There's no added sugars, and you do get the benefit of the apple. So that's like quite a nice idea now, coming up for Rosh Hashanah, in giving that sweetness. In fact, last week, I walked into the kitchen and I saw that some stuff was baked, and I was allergic to half the stuff, gluten-free oats and the eggs. And I thought to myself, you know, what can I treat myself with? And I made exactly that, and I had a fantastic time, and I ate it guilt-free.
And the beauty is, it's actually good for your blood sugar, so you feel good after.
Okay. Let's talk about honey.
So honey is full of antioxidants. Again, good for diabetes. It does lower your blood pressure. It improves your cholesterol. It can promote burn and wound healing, which is super interesting. You would think that, you know, something sticky and sweet wouldn't necessarily help something that, you know, you've burned yourself with, but it's very, very beneficial. And it suppresses coughs in children. I mean, how many times do you have a sore throat and you think to yourself, I want to go and have a cup of tea with honey in it? So it really is. It does. It helps with suppressing the coughs. And, you know, Adel, you just were discussing about making desserts. You kind of caught me on Sunday while I was in the kitchen baking for Rosh Hashanah, and we were discussing how difficult it is to make healthy options and choices for Rosh Hashanah or for a Yom Tov. And you know what? In reality, it is. It's really difficult. Like, we think of the sugars, we think of the brown sugars, we think of the margarines and the flours. And like, I'm personally gluten-free and dairy-free just, you know, out of my own health choices. And I also want to look for my treats. I also feel like having something, you know, like a nice dessert or like a little cookie or something to eat. And I found, interestingly, with Rosh Hashanah, and I was going through all these beautiful healthy foods that Hashem kind of tells us that we should be eating with the Simanim, and there are a lot of healthy options out there. He gives us, like, nature is really beautiful. We have honey as an option. We have dates as an option. These are all natural sweeteners. Obviously not to eat, obviously to eat them in moderation, but they are natural sweeteners. And if you were talking about making the apple, you know, pudding or something, you can even make a beautiful apple pie with potato flour, coconut sugar, you know, or a little bit of honey, add some lemon juice, some cinnamon. You can really make a beautiful apple pie, which is delicious and healthy.
Right. We're going to go for a little bit of a break. I just want to mention, just on the topic of honey, so we can move on to the next siman after the break, that, you know, even with honey, when you are going out to buy honey, just look at the label. If you start seeing honey irradiated or processed, that's not the healthiest honey. The healthiest honey is when it's raw, untreated. It actually doesn't look as pure as normal honey, as we know the honey. That's probably the best form of honey to have. Otherwise, you can find other honey that is in its raw state, that is in a more syrup. But just be careful when you are buying what other ingredients or what has been done to the honey before you take it off, because again, honey can be disguised with, you know, through the process of processing.
Even the heating process as well, you know, has an effect on the nutrients in the honey.
If you'd like to join in on the conversation or you'd like a question answered, 34519 is the SMS line, 061-895-1019.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kosilski and Fagi Stern.
We are talking about Simanim and the foods that we are going to be eating in the next couple of days as we are preparing for Rosh Hashanah. We discussed apples dipped in honey because that certainly is universal. Another big one is the head of a fish, or some, believe it or not, will put on a head of a ram. I've yet to meet anybody who does that. We generally go for a head of a fish. And when we do have the fish at our table, people have the custom of saying the prayer, Yehi Ratzon Mufanecha, may it be your will again, Hashem Elokeinu V'lekei Avoteinu, Hashem, our God and the God of our fathers, Shenihiye L'Rosh V'lo L'Zana, that we should be a head and not a tail. Now, why do we have the head of a fish? Well, you know, today it's very interesting. I think it's particularly relevant today. It's relevant every year, but even more particularly relevant is that there are many times we don't know whether we're the head or the tail, right? We spin around in life and we're not sure whether we are coming or going. And we know the saying that the fish rots at the head, that if we don't have our head right, we don't have our priorities right, then the rest of us, our body and our emotional, spiritual, psychological self will find it very, very difficult to follow. Also, we see that many parents today are not giving their children clear direction, clear guidance, and they're rather taking their cues from the children themselves, and we're caving in to everything that our children want. And as individuals, I think one of the things that COVID has taught us is that we are not living our lives directed by core beliefs, by lofty ideals, but we're following our lower instincts. And then we develop all convoluted justifications for living a life of self-indulgence. And so when we bring this head of the fish or head of a ram, if you're brave enough, to the table, what we are saying and what we are supposed to meditate on is that we should allow our head to govern our actions. And this is so important, not only spiritually and emotionally, And psychologically, it has its ramifications physically, that we need to use our understanding and our knowledge to give ourselves a healthy life. So, Fady, from that perspective, what do you have to say about a head of a fish?
Well, fish, we all know, has the beneficial omega oils. They say to have a couple of servings of fish a week. It is hugely beneficial for our brains and for our hearts. And it's actually interesting that we use the head of a fish because that's where our heads, our brains usually are. we hope. And those omega oils really, you know, I'm sure you've seen also with the genetic testing, the benefits of using omega oils for brain health and for concentration and for memory, even, you know, for skin health. So, yeah. The most important thing with fish is the omega oils.
So one of the exciting things that happens in my house every single year, and this is particularly with the advent of my grandchildren, and thank God I have a big bunch now, is I invest on Rosh Hashanah. The treat that I have on my table is to get a big fresh salmon, like the biggest fish in town. And it's butterflied. It has the head on, eye out, because no, I can't look at that mushy eye. And I bake it in the oven with a lot of lemon juice and herbs and some paprika, salt, pepper, and I serve that up as a dish on the first night, to have the symbol of the fish head. But it's actually quite incredible that, you know, you just have it with some fresh salads and everybody is raving at the table. How delicious, you know, it is. And really, it's simple. There's like no extra condiments on it. You don't have to have extra spices and start putting on preservatives because the fish, as you said, is really healthy in and of itself. And we shouldn't only be eating it on Rosh Hashanah. It's a good start. But we should be eating it at least 3-4 times a week. And I've got a standard joke with a friend of mine who likes going and buying those marshmallow heads, you know, that has the chocolate on it.
Yeah.
And I said to him, you want to start the new year on a good note, at least have the head, which is symbolic of your head following your heart, that you're making a commitment to eat healthy. And you know, it's a very, very easy way and a very delicious way to start the new year.
Absolutely. And the benefits even of eating the skin of the salmon, I'm not sure if anyone in your family likes that, but the skin has huge benefits too. So I always feel bad throwing the skin in the bin, thinking, oh my gosh, all those benefits.
What do? You actually eat you cook with the skin and you eat the skin.
Well, I like to actually heat the oil in the oven before we put the fish on the tray so that when you actually bake it, it crisps up the skin as well. So right. You don't just eat like a soggy, soft skin. It becomes nice and crispy and delicious. add it to your list, Adel, of things that you need.
I don't know. You pushed me so far. I've done so many things. I'm not sure about that skin, baby. I'm not sure. But okay, I take it on
your even list. Hello, even with sushi, they'd make salmon skin sushi. You haven't ever heard of that?
No.
they crisp up the skin of the salmon and sprinkle it on top. It's delicious.
Well, on Friday morning, we have a ceremony in my house. All the grandchildren come together. And we put the fish on a big tray. It's even got a name. It's Five of the Fish. Even my madam today, when is Five of the Fish coming? Five of the Fish is going to be making an appearance, today, fresh from the fish market. And we're really, really excited that we'll be eating that on first night. Of course, sometimes I hope that the fish is really big and you can actually use it in making a salmon salad, you know, a fresh salad for one of the daytime meals as well, which is really, really nice. Okay, so that is the fish head. Another very prominent sign is the pomegranate. And you'll see now that pomegranates are found in all the fruit shops, and it is something that we put on the table. And when we put it on the table, we say the prayer again, Yehi Ratzon L'fanecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoteinu, Shenihiye Malayim Mitzvot Karamon, that we fill the mitzvahs like a pomegranate, because we know a pomegranate has many, many seeds. Our sages tell us that in fact there are 613 seeds. If you want to keep the kids busy, get them pomegranates, open it up and get them counting. That will keep them busy for a good 20 minutes to half an hour. Why do we put a pomegranate on the table? Is that through this fruit in particular, we are told that we are asking Hashem that he judges, that when he judges us, that he shouldn't look at our outer appeals, meaning our external actions and appearances, which may at times not have been up to par, but rather we ask Hashem that he only look at our inner intentions and our true desire to do good and connect with him. And of course we can, and we should also practice this in our lives and always focusing in the best in others. The pomegranate is there to go and see that really inside we are full of goodness. We can get things right. We just need to get rid of the klipot, the outer garments of self-indulgence and really, starting to learn to treat our bodies, our minds, our emotions with respect and with health. What are the health benefits of pomegranates?
I can actually speak about pomegranates probably for a whole hour.
Okay, go.
I mean, we all know that the different colors of the fruits and vegetables that we eat are hugely important. In fact, they say to eat the colors of the rainbow, which I also found super interesting. If you think of all the simanim, they actually are the colors of the rainbow. We have an orange carrot. We have red, purple beetroot. We have, you know, all the simanim really are the colors of the rainbow.
Green apples.
Green apples, there's green beans, there's white, you can use the white beans, which apparently, I think beans are part of the simanim. You could, as you mentioned last night, there's the black beans, which is black.
Yes.
I mean, all of them. I mean, we have brown, we have the dates are brown. The pomegranates are red. It's just fascinating how we have literally all the colors of the rainbow on Rosh Hashanah. And most nutritionists and most functional medicine doctors out there will tell us to eat the colors of the rainbow because each of the colors have different health benefits, which is super interesting. And in fact, pomegranates is one of the healthiest fruits on earth. You know, we also know to eat blackberries or blueberries, sorry, almost every single day if we can. They say to drink pomegranate juice or to eat pomegranates every day is hugely beneficial. It lowers the risks of diseases. It's the skin of the pomegranate, fascinatingly enough. A week ago, 10 days ago, I went to a flower arranging course and it was on a pomegranate farm, an organic pomegranate farm. And the owners of the farm showed us how they use the skin. They don't waste anything. They use the skin of the pomegranate. They don't even throw it away because the skin of the pomegranate even has huge health benefits, for skin. If you dehydrate it and make it into a powder and mix it with an oil, like with a rose hip oil, and you massage it onto your skin or onto your face, it is very beneficial for acne, and for skin issues. Also because most of the time it's an antioxidant. In fact, it has a 3 times the antioxidant of red wine and green tea.
Okay, so, green tea I can let go and also red wine, not great for me. So again, that's absolutely incredible. I see that you're very much into your skin today.
Yes.
But quite fascinating that in fact, you know, And one of the beautiful things is that a pomegranate is actually indigenous. It's one of the fruits of the land of Israel. You know, it's very, very common to have a lot of things with pomegranate.
It fights arthritis and joint pain. It lowers the risk of heart disease. It lowers blood pressure. It fights bacterial and fungal infections. It improves your memory. It really is one of the healthiest foods on the planet. So everyone stock up on your pomegranates this year.
Yes, indeed. And also just by the way, one of the things that I've always struggled with is how to actually open this pomegranate. Because one of the things when you do open it up, the juice squirts everywhere. If you're wearing white or you're wearing like some, you know, fancy clothes, it can mess it up. But to encourage all the listeners to go onto YouTube, and there are various YouTube videos, just small ones on just how to actually open up a pomegranate and get out all the seeds without having it squirting all over the place. I'm pretty bad at that.
When I was living in New York, I went to a friend's house and she opened up a pomegranate, and I've never seen someone open and take out the seeds like that. Mm. And I thought to myself, I've never known how to take out the seeds of a pomegranate. You actually just cut it in half. You turn it around into a bowl. You squeeze it around so that all the seeds kind of get a bit loose. You take even a ladle or like a heavy spoon, hold the pomegranate face down that's open on your hand, and bang around the pomegranate, and all the seeds just come loose and fall into the bowl.
You don't even have that. Wow. Okay. I'm going to try that. Absolutely. So we've gone through the three major ones that I think most people have. We've got the apple dipped in the honey. We've got the fish head for most. Some, if you want to be brave enough, you can put on a ram's head. And we've done the pomegranate. Let's continue moving down. And these are now either symbols that people put on their table. They say Hiratsun for some other people will just go and, they will cook with it. And we mentioned it earlier, but let's talk about dates. Generally what one does, dates in Hebrew are called tamarim. We will make a blessing berei pri ha'etz, because a date comes from a tree. And afterwards, we will say, Yehi Ratzon, may be your will, Hashem, and Hashem of our fathers, sheyitamu oyveinu v'soneinu v'chol mevakshei ra'atenu, that there comes an end to our enemies, our haters, and those who wish evil upon us. So very interestingly, that is a play on the word of Tamar for Yitamu, that we actually eradicate the negativity. And this is not just a prayer to get rid of our enemies. It's supposed to be more symbolic, more inner, that one of the things that we want on Rosh Hashanah, where God is judging us and writing us down for the next year, that we should put to an end our enemies. And the enemies I'm talking about are the enemies inside of ourselves. That little voice that tells us, no, it's okay, you can still do this and do that and do this and do that, and makes us really feel pretty unhealthy at the end of the day. I know that I fight with this enemy, particularly, interestingly, on the weekend, during the week, because I'm so busy, I'm good with eating healthily, comes the weekend, and this hater, this enemy of healthy foods, is a little voice inside of me that you know, chides me, no, it's okay, you can eat the bar of chocolate now, you know, indulge in this and indulge in that. And inevitably, if I do succumb and I allow myself to listen to him, I really feel awful from Sunday onwards, and it takes me until about Thursday to recover. And then I start all over again. So having dates on your table, certainly, you can think about that and take on good resolutions, that you actually find strategies not to listen to that which is hateful for you, which is really not good for you. What are the physical benefits, Peggy?
Maybe you should just keep some dates in your fridge, and when you do have those negative thoughts, get a date.
I should. You know what's interesting, and before you get into it, is that one of the things that works unbelievably well with dates is that if you get dates, and you open up and take out the pip, just a note there from a kashrut perspective, that there can be chochos inside the date. So the best is to get checked dates already from our suppliers, from those that have checked fruit and vegetable. If not, if you've got fresh dates, you've got to open it up first, because sometimes you might find a chocho, you might find a worm. But you take the open date, put one almond, and then, like, so basically you replace the pip with an almond, close it again, and put it into the freezer. And once frozen and you take it out to eat, it's like really almost close to a Rolo,
to a
very, very, very delicious. I see we're running out of time here. We're going to go for a little bit of a break, and then, Faggy, after the break, we'll discuss the physical benefits of eating dates.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kasulski and Faggy Stern.
We're discussing the siman in those foods that we put on the table, symbolic of so many things on so many levels, and we were discussing dates. Faggy, what's up with dates? Why is it good for us?
It promotes bone health. It also is a blood sugar, it controls your blood sugar, which it seems most of these foods do control our blood sugar. It's a natural sweetener, which is, as I said before, Hashem really did create the world with natural options of us sweetening our foods. It promotes brain health. It is also an antioxidant. And it has a lot of fiber. I think one thing we do have to realize with dates is that even though they're so delicious, they do have a very high sugar content. I think, you know, they have as much sugar as 7 guavas.
Wow.
Which seems to be a very high sugar content. So if you do enjoy dates, kind of enjoy them, you know, sparingly.
Yeah, the truth of the matter is, though, is that you really can't eat a lot of them. I know that one of the things that we've put on the WhatsApp group a number of times is one of my favorites by Mark Hyman. He makes what's called a farmer's muffin, which is grated apple, grated baby marrow, and chopped up little dates with almond flour and, you know, a few other things, eggs and whatever not. And it actually makes for a healthy muffin, and you don't need a lot of dates to get that sweet, which is nice. That's what I'm saying. Dates is very nice as a dessert. And as you correctly said, you know, use it sparingly, stick them in the freezer. And like one of them, you've eaten a whole toffee. You actually will feel, you'll feel that your need for sweetness is really, it's been satisfied.
Well, date balls are actually really popular. If you see even Jessica Seppel in her book, she has many date ball recipes, and they really are, they really do satisfy, you know, that need for some sugar. Mix it with some coconut, some nuts, some nut butters. There are many varieties of beautiful date balls, which are, as we say, a much healthier option.
Peggy, will you post that on our WhatsApp group? Talking about a WhatsApp group, if you'd like to join, send an email to info@chaifm.com. Give us your name, give us your number, and we'll gladly join you to the community of people who are trying to eat more healthy and make more healthy choices. Well, let's move on. We spoke about beans. Lots of people like to put beans, sometimes white beans or little black beans. Here we will say, the Yehi Ratzon, sheyirbu zichyotenu v'tal bibenu, which will Hashem please, will you increase our merits and will you hearten us? Will we become closer to you? And that is why we put beans on the table, because beans are lobia, coming from the word lev, which means that on a spiritual level we are asking Hashem to connect our heart to his heart. What about legumes and beans? Why are they healthy?
For those people that are, you know, vegetarian or vegans, beans are hugely beneficial in that way, that, you know, they kind of, in a way, can supplement the proteins that they're not getting from the fishes and the, you know, and the meats. Mm. They are, it says that they're actually the most underrated foods on the planet, which is pretty interesting. I don't know if we eat enough of them, or maybe we need to be eating more of them. They're an excellent source of dietary fiber. In fact, like, they have a lot of protein. They have B vitamins and many other important, you know, vitamins and minerals that we need. And again, guess what? It reduces your blood sugar. It improves cholesterol levels, and it also maintains a healthy gut. So there again, Hashem's giving us nature to help us, you know, keep healthy and strong.
What do you have any special dishes that you use beans with? And of course, here we need to mention from a healthy perspective, we're not talking about you going into the shops and then again buying the canned beans. Especially those that you're finding in sauces, etc. Really, I think there's more nutritional deficiency there than there is, nutritional efficiency. What we're talking about here is actually buying the beans themselves and then incorporating them into meals. Do you use any? Is any of the beans your favorite, or do you use it in any of your dishes, Peggy?
We actually do. My minestrone soup, we use beans all the time. Whether it's a butter bean or a white bean, my kids even love it. It has delicious, like, taste and texture. We make some bean burgers, bean patties, which are also absolutely delicious. We put either some mint and some parsley and beans. It becomes like a nice vegetarian option. And then we also made some bean stews. So
yes, they're very nice.
They have beautiful recipes in Sababa for all those vegetarian options of beans, and you know, it makes you feel like you're somewhere in Europe having a nice option of a vegetarian dish.
Beans also plays a big part when we are keeping Shabbat, or like now when Rosh Hashanah is falling on Shabbat and we cannot cook. One of the nice things to do is actually put up a challenge on Friday afternoon with your meat, with all your vegetables, and use beans, you know, to give it that that fullness. And use many different types of beans. You know, you don't have to make it completely like a whole bean stew, but you know, you could make it a curry, and it actually is very, very nice for a Shabbat meal.
Some people are even using beans, like different bean options, to make a, like a hummus. So it doesn't have to be chickpeas, but you can use any other types of beans to make like a, almost like a hummus or a pate type of thing.
Right. Let's quickly go on to leeks. Leeks is called karati, and it is related to the word karet, to cut. And so again, here the Yehi Ratzon is sheyichrutu oyveinu v'soneinu v'chol mevakshei ra'atenu, that Hashem should cut down our enemies, our haters, and those who wish evil upon us, and they shall be cut down. What is leeks all about in terms of nutritional value?
Leeks are full of magnesium. We discuss magnesium all the time, how beneficial it is for us and our bones and sleeping and, you know, to relax our bodies. It has vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin K. It also has a lot of fiber. It has copper. It has vitamin B6. It has iron. It has folate. I mean, I would never imagine that when I take a leek off a shelf in a shop and I decide to cook with it, that it has so many benefits.
And it's delicious in salads.
Delicious.
Absolutely.
Delicious in salads, and it really makes a nice, it really adds to the taste of a soup. If you, you know, if you kind of roast them before, or fry them up a little bit before you put everything else into the soup, it really adds a lot of taste and flavor to the soup.
Let's quickly go on to beets, beetroot. Again, over here, it is a sign. Lots of people will either eat it raw. Again, the Yehi Ratzon is about allowing now our enemies, haters, and those who wish evil upon us to depart. We're asking them to be departed, to be cut down, to be taken away from us. What is beneficial about beetroot?
I actually thought that when I would look up beetroot that there would be many more things to say about it. Interestingly enough, obviously it's a purple color, which is very beneficial for us. It basically is really good for heart health. And an interesting fact is that it enhances your exercise capacity.
Oh, maybe I should be eating more beetroot. Truth be said, I started putting beetroot into my smoothies. I've been trying very hard to drink these green smoothies, you know, that's supposed to have all this yummy stuff. The color kind of like puts it off for me, and a little bit of the taste, and adding in some beetroot actually changes the entire thing. Now I don't care to drink down my smoothie.
In a smoothie, in a juice, I mean, beetroot juice, beetroot, carrot, orange, ginger, all those colors and beautiful, you know, nutrients, delicious, absolutely delicious.
Okay, we got
there's so many ways of using beetroot. We can roast them. You can make it into a salad. You can, as you say, eat it raw. You can grate the, I think we mentioned this before, grating the beetroot, carrots, pineapples, and just throwing over just a little bit of, you know, healthy dressing. Mm. Absolutely delicious.
We're off to another break. We'll be back shortly.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kasulski and Fagie Stern.
Well, I think that we've covered the major simanim, and honestly, if we eat all of these foods on Rosh Hashanah, we're certainly kickstarting the new year on a very, very healthy way. And really, we encourage everyone to look at their menus. We don't need to overeat. We don't need to have like 25 starters and 35 salads and 45 desserts and, you know, go to town on it, but rather to be a little bit more introspective this year and see that what we're putting into our mouths and allowing to become part of us is so essential for our good health. And certainly that lesson has been learned now during the COVID pandemic. And since we don't have too much time, Faggy, allow me to thank you so much for joining me, for us being partners in this quest. It's been absolutely amazing. I know that just from the two of us bantering, I have transformed my life, and I hope that everybody has benefited from this program. If you want to talk about specific things, send an email to info@highfm.com and we will gladly pick it up. And certainly from my side, I wish everybody a ketiva v'chatima tova, v'shana tova u'metuka. It should be a happy, a healthy, a sweet new year full of vibrant health. Faggy, over to you.
Thank you so much, Adel. And likewise, I mean, like we said before we even started the show, the importance of having the show, that even if we just learn something from it, that we've benefited. And I definitely have benefited exponentially. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for pushing me over the edge and making me do this. It really has taught me so much. And, you know, just to get the messages that we get from people out there saying that we really helped in different ways. You know, we that's our goal. We'd like to continue to help you all out there. If anyone has any questions or concerns, you're welcome to message us. You know, we can try and help you in your path. And again, as Adel mentioned, everyone should just have I'm not sure if I should say happy, healthy, or a healthy, happy, because if you're healthy, you're happy, and if you're happy, you're healthy. So for everyone to just have a great year full of health and happiness, and have a beautiful Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you, everyone. Shana Tova.